Hello, thank you for calling Archetype Piper. My name is LaShonda. How can I assist you today?
Hi, my name is John Norton. My address is 11.
One moment. How can I help you?
All right, my name is John Norton. My address is 11 Birchwood Drive West in Saugerties. I called, I think it was yesterday maybe, about my Archetype bill, the invoice that gets mailed to me. I just wanted to let you know and to update my account to show that I physically received the bill for this month, which is due on October 9th. I received it 10 minutes ago in the U.S. mail. Now, I've already sent the payment in because I went to the website, downloaded the invoice, printed it off, and mailed it out on the first of the month. But I'd like you to know, and I'd like your management to know, that the invoice, which is for the period September 24th to October 23, and the bill date says September 24th, arrived at my house 10 minutes ago. You still there?
I'm here.
And the lady I spoke to yesterday said she was escalating it to management, make them aware of it.
Make them aware of what? That you got the bill 10 minutes ago?
10 minutes ago. Today.
Okay, so today is the 5th, and it's not due to the 9th. And you say you mailed it out today on the first, but you mailed it out on the 1st?
Well, I, because I didn't get it on the 1st of the month, like I should get it, or I should get it around the 24th of the month, or 25th, it's taking forever for your bill to physically get to me. I asked for I did not ask for paperless billing, except I get an email every month saying I've got paperless billing. I don't want paperless billing. I didn't sign up for paperless billing. But your bill, and this is consistent for the last several months since I first signed up with you people. I want to make it clear, I have no issues with your service. Your service is excellent. My issue is with your billing, okay? And I'm supposed to have it back to New York City by the 9th, and the mail just arrived this morning, about 10 minutes ago, for a bill that's due on the 9th. There's no way on God's green earth you can get a bill to New York City by the 9th. If it's mailed, even if it's mailed today, even if I walked up to the post office today, it would not be in your hands by the 9th. So I'd like you to bring this to your management's attention and tell them that there is a problem, major problem, with their billing of physical bills, not their paperless bills, and I don't want to go paperless, and I'm not going to get into all the reasons why. I've got too damn many login accounts already. I don't want any more. I asked for a physical bill, and I get the bill anywheres from the first of the month to now the 5th of the month, and it's due on the 8th or the 9th, depending upon the billing cycle. And I'm constantly, the last 2 months, I've gotten an email notice saying that as of the 9th or 10th of the month, they had not received payment in New York. But when I went online to my bank and pulled up my bank account, I see the canceled check, which says you actually got it. So I don't know what's going on with your billing department, but somebody needs to take a darn close look at it.
So when we mail out a statement to you, we don't have any control on how long it takes for the mail to get to you. We have no control over that.
How long does it take for this bill to physically leave your department from the time it's printed?
You have that's a U.S. postal issue. We don't have any control over that.
You're not listening to me. I've had issues with Verizon, and I went with Verizon, and I found out that if Verizon prints the bill on the first of the month, by the time it actually gets to the U.S. Postal Service, it can be 4 or 5 days transit in-house from the print from the printing department where the printer where it comes off the computers to the person that actually delivers the thing to the post office for bulk mailing can be 4 to 5 days internal before the post office even picks it up. And then whatever time it takes for the post office to get here. What I want to know is from the time you print the bill on your computer and the time it's put in an envelope and given to the post office, what's the internal time?
We don't have any control over that.
How many days does it take to transit from Department A to Department B internally? Then the post office picks it up. Because I'd be willing to bet you if you print it on the 24th, it doesn't physically get to the post office before the end of the month.
That could very well be.
Because it's bouncing around internal to your different departments, from the computing center where the print, where the stuff is physically printed to the place where it gets stuffed in an envelope to the place where it actually gets delivered to the post office.
We don't have any control over that.
ArchTop has control over from the time it's printed to the time they deliver it to the post office. That's an ArchTop problem.
Once we get it to the post office, we don't have any control over that. We can't control how quickly it can get to you.
I understand that, and you're not listening to me. I'm talking to you about how long does it take from the time your computer says print this bill to the time somebody takes the physical paper off the printer, puts it in an envelope, and delivers it to the post office? And I know from working with Verizon that it goes from Department A to Department B to Department C to Department D, who physically gives it to the post office.
We don't have any control over that neither. Just depends on how busy we are.
You most certainly do have control over how long it takes for you to physically get a bill in the mail. And I want you to make a note that the bill that you supposedly printed on the 24th or the 25th didn't get to my house until the 5th of the month, and it's due on the 9th. And your company is either going to have to extend the period of time so that the bill isn't due on the 9th back to you. It's due maybe on the 15th of the month. Because there's no way in God's creation that I'm going to get a bill that I receive on the 5th back to you on the 9th. Because I can drive down to your location in Kingston on Enterprise Drive, but there's nobody down there that can process a bill. You don't have a payment office down there.
All right, we'll notate that on your account. Can you provide me with your full address again and spell the street name?
11 Birchwood, like the tree, B-I-R, CHWOOD Drive West, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
And your name is John Norton,
J-O-H-N-N-O-R-T-O-N, Jr. Now, I spoke to a woman yesterday, and she was logging all this information into some account to bring it up to management's attention. And I don't know what happened with that.
Well, if
she assured me it was going to be delivered by her to the appropriate management.
All right. Well, I'll do the same thing that she did yesterday today. I'll make note on the account.
Now, I sent the thing out to you because when it didn't come within a day or two, I sent it out immediately by printing off the one on the website.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to have 20, 30, 40 login accounts with different user IDs, different passwords, so that I can pay my bills. Try and keep track of the passwords for 20 or 30 accounts. It's damn difficult to keep track of your password for just two. But everybody seems to want me to get a logon account every time I do something. And somebody in management needs to rethink that requirement. Because you're not the only company that's requiring logon accounts.
Well, the way technology is built right at this time, everything requires a login account.
Hey, don't talk to me about technology. I worked for IBM for 40 years as a programmer. I wrote major portions of the mainframe operating system. I know all about technology. I watched it come. And I can tell you about all the things that we predicted would happen that are detrimental, like Facebook, like TikTok, like all the issues we're having in the newspaper right now about identity theft and all that crap that goes along with technology. So don't talk to me about technology.
That's just where the world is at, is with technology, so.
Yeah, and we need to put some guardrails around it. But that's a political issue.
All right, so I'll notate that on your account.
Just get the billing thing to somebody in management who can do something about it. Either extend the payment window or something.
Okay, I'll notate that on your account and see if they'll be willing to do that.
They need to do it for everybody. You got people all over my neighborhood here. You just spent the entire summer. Actually, you started in about March or April and started laying cable through the entire neighborhood. There's about 800 homes in this neighborhood. And you've laid cable in here, buried it, and brought fiber into the neighborhood for the first time in God only knows how many years it's been promised, right? And everybody's been signing up with you guys. You got a whole bunch of new customers, and I'm sure not everybody is willing to go with paperless billing because not everybody has a computer that they want to go play around with.
Okay, so we can notate that on your account.
So, you know, you got 800 families up here that are probably, if 10% of them have the same problem, that's an issue for you.
Okay, I'll notate that on your account.
Please.
Okay.
And have your management do something about it, not just note it on my account. Do something about it.
I'll note it on your account, and what they're going to do, they're going to do. I don't know if they'll keep the same process or if they'll do a different way, but I will notate that you are requesting that they do their billing in a different way.
Well, that they do something to make it so that we're not getting the bills late, so that we have no time to turn around the payment.
Okay.
That's the issue. We're getting the bill physically in our hands without sufficient time to turn around and get the payment back to you within the window that you've established. That's the issue.
Okay. I'll go ahead and notate that. And you're also on a recorded line so they can hear everything that you're saying as well. So I will go ahead and put that in for you, okay?
We all know the Postal Service is getting crappier and crappier by the day. But we have to deal with it.
It's been like this for a long time with the postal system, so.
Yeah, I know. We can get into a long discussion about that.
Nah, we won't.
All right. I don't want to keep you anymore. Just convey that back to your management.
All right. Thank you for calling our Star Fiber. You have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.